Blog Talk Radio.
I'm very excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective. In this way, they can clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free. Call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those callers, again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in and supporting the show. Whether you're listening on the computer, some people listen in by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, to start today's show, I have a question for you. Would you like to experience bliss and joy in all of your relationships? Would you like to do work that is nurturing for your soul and allows you to be creative and work with like-minded people and be abundantly remunerated for your time, your value, your gifts, and your talents? Would you like to experience peace of mind, peace of heart, and not be reactionary and triggered and events regardless of the circumstances? And finally, how would you like to experience great health, lots of energy, and be free of pain and ailments? Well, quite frankly, the Posse of Angels is saying, who wouldn't want to experience all of these things? I tell you, listeners, that my clients have been experiencing just these things through their transformative sessions with me for the past 11 years, as many of them have finally understood how to take their spiritual knowledge and very practically and successfully translate and implement it to go on to create a heaven on earth existence for themselves. If you need help in finding your direction in life, you can call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com, and Angel Healing House with all lower caps and one word. You can book your intuitive counseling and Reiki session or angel reading with me. For more information, you can go to angelhealinghouse.com. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings, and if you're a regular listener, well, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic is become a high-voltage energy good luck charm. That sounds good to me. Now, listeners, I'd like to pose you a question. Why is it that there are some people out there that seemingly get all the luck? Things just fall into their laps with very little effort on their part, as if there's a magical wand which is always waving above their heads. Now, let's take the example of two people who long for a wonderful job position. Person is worried and stressed about finding a job and constantly looking in the employment ads in the newspaper and online. She gets a last-minute, random invitation to a party, and although her first impression, her intuition tells her that it would be fun to go and she really does need some time to play, she declines the invitation as she needs to stay home and look on the internet for a job. Now, the second person also has planned to spend the evening looking on the internet for a job. But deep down, this person knows deep in their heart that her prayers will be answered in God's way, not in her way. So when she receives a random, last-minute invitation to attend the same party as the first person, and she gets the same excited feeling to go, she accepts, no questions asked. Within minutes of being at the party, someone bumps into her, spills a drink on her shirt, and the host gives her one of their shirts to wear. While she is changing, she starts to chat with the host, and there is this immediate connection between the two of them, like they have known each other forever. At the end of the evening, they swap cards, they swap their business cards and numbers. This person leaves, and in the following month, the host of the party calls her and says that their organization is looking for someone to head up a new division and thinks that she would be perfect for it and asks her if she's interested. And what does our first person, our online job navigator, have to show for a night spent exploring uncharted employment sites until the wee hours of the morning instead of going to that party? Well, she has red, irritated, puffy eyes from being glued to the internet. She has an acid stomach from several late-night cups of coffee keeping her awake, and a sore stomach as a result of several empty snack bags to show for her night of searching for a job. And while this example might seem to you to be a little far-fetched, the posse of angels is nodding their heads and is reminding us that this is exactly how life works. When we get out of our way, we let go and we surrender our expectations as to how things are meant to happen. Luck then has an open opportunity to be welcomed in and to come and sit by our side. Now, when we look at these two individuals, the posse of angels is telling us, well, while there is no right or wrong or good or bad way, there is definitely either positive energy or negative energy attached to things every time we logically and rationally go about making things happen by doing something. We will limit the extraordinary and limitless magical possibilities that the universe can give to fulfill our desires. You know, listeners, in this way, luck reminds me of a butterfly. If we run after and we chase that butterfly, it will be near impossible to catch it. But when we sit quietly and we allow ourselves to receive instead of chasing things, the butterfly or luck has a way of coming and landing on our shoulder. You know, by denying her intuition that told her that the party would be fun, our person number one determined and might as well have shouted out to God that she did not deserve to have fun and that she chose to do things her way, which was the logical way, by looking for a job on the internet. And while this could have yielded some possible results, her energy was one of lack, as she already established her denial of having fun. Now, the second person understood that she is co-creating her reality with every word, every thought, and every feeling that she has. And if she fills her life with positive, optimistic feelings and only makes choices that are fun for her, she is creating an energetic foundation for more things of the same positive frequency to enter her reality and positively fulfill a desired intention, like meeting the host and receiving an invitation for a job. You know, listeners, having lived like this for the better part of the last 11 years, I've experienced extraordinary good luck, as the universe is always matching my excitement when abundantly answering my prayers. For instance, my husband and I were very diligent about following God's signs for us too, as to how and when it would be of most benefit for us to step forward. You know, if the signs are not there for us, we don't stress, but we wait for a clear sign. So in 2008, when we were given signs to move from Monterey Bay down to one of the most expensive areas, Santa Barbara, we did not question it. So there we were, at the beginning of the recession, in a very expensive city. And while things were financially tight for us, it didn't stop me from looking at the beautiful, elegant magazines of this fairy tale-like town. As I read articles about all the concerts and the plays and events that Santa Barbara hosts and its beautiful theaters, I found myself allowing a little sadness to creep in because of lack of finances. Well, immediately I stopped. And I visualized myself all dressed up and going with my husband Pete to these lovely venues. I said out loud, I love going to concerts and getting all dressed up and going out with my husband, allowing myself the energetic thrill in my heart of attending these events didn't cost me a cent. Well, it was a few days later, my clock radio went off, and through my sleepy haze, the first words I heard were, "So, to win the contest for these free tickets, call this number." I immediately felt excitedly compelled to grab my phone, and I began to dial the number. And I said out loud, "Those tickets are mine," even though I had no idea what they were for and where. Well, you know, listeners, it turns out that I not only won those tickets, but they were for a concert at the beautiful Libero Theater, and the concert brought together three generations of the world-renowned classic guitarists, the Romero brothers, who I loved listening to on the classical radio station. In addition to this, in the 2 years that I lived in Santa Barbara, my excited energies of fun and playfulness manifested a friend of ours giving us their last-minute symphony tickets to the Granada Theater, and a very grateful client who I helped through counseling sessions gave us a gift of tickets to the Arlington Theater. I ended up going to all of the theaters, and I didn't pay a single cent for it. The Posse of Angels is saying that because I allowed myself to already feel as if I was dressed up and going to these theaters, that the universe, well, it had no choice but to match those energies at some stage. Notice, I did not dictate to the universe how and when this was going to happen. I just smiled, open to receive, and was already enjoying the abundant feeling within my heart. This feeling of overwhelming abundance inside creates a continuous magnet for more abundance to be drawn to us. In fact, when we received the signs from God that it was time for us to move from our lovely Santa Barbara to Los Angeles in 2010, the abundance and magical good luck followed us. On one of my husband's first film jobs that he worked on in L.A., he befriended a man whose brother was having a party, and he invited Pete and myself to go. He asked my husband if he had ever been to the Magic Castle in Hollywood. The Magic Castle is the showplace for some of the greatest magicians in the world, and it has five different magic shows in one night, including close-up performances throughout the evening. It is a sumptuous and elegant mansion, and formal dress is required, but there is a catch to getting in. The Magic Castle is an exclusive private club, and you must either be a member or have a guest card from a member in good standing to gain admittance. Pete's new friend and his brother's birthday party revelers were all invited by someone he knew who was a member. Through the universe, answering my joy-filled energies, I've manifested many tickets and opportunities to myself just this past month to the beautiful Geffen Playhouse. I manifested a trip to Hawaii for myself, a beautiful tropical holiday overseas trip to Maui, Hawaii, and a continual flow of abundance in my life. So what is this magic wand or Midas touch that myself, along with many others, have that keeps creating the fulfillment of our desires to manifest in our reality? Well, before myself and the Posse of Angels will answer this all-important question, let's go to the phone lines and take some of your phone calls. Let's go to 413. You're our first caller. Hello, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking
with?
Hello,
this is Amber.
Hello. Hello, Amber. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm doing extraordinarily well. So, how has the month of April been for Amber?
An emotional wreck.
You know what? The Posse of Angels, they don't laugh at you. They laugh with us. And they're saying the worse it is, the better it's going to become.
Good.
Did you have anybody that betrayed you in April? Or did you have anybody that you knew was dishonoring or disrespectful, but that it came to a head?
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. All right. the positive angels are saying, please don't feel like you're singled out, because April was a doozy and a half. Okay. We had two eclipses. One was yesterday, a huge one on April 15th. Eclipses are sent to us, and I'm just getting shocks all up and down as my confirmation. Eclipses are sent to us to really shine a very strong light on those things that we really do need to take notice of in order for us to step forward and enjoy heaven on earth. And unless we are presented with that and deal with that, there's no way we can step into that, what some people call it fifth dimension, some people call it living heaven on earth, because we still have things that we need to deal with.
Makes sense.
Okay, so my heart does go out for you, because I also experienced betrayal in the last month, and the difference is I have cleared and cleansed so many things that there was no trigger, there was no reaction for me, and that's when you know you have sufficiently cleared your karma with something. If it's like, you know, you hear the information, no matter what it is, and it's just like water off a duck's back, it's just like, and then you actually send love and forgiveness just to that person, and it doesn't affect you at all. That's the way, Amber, that you know that you've dealt with it. When there's no longer a trigger, and that goes for me, it goes for everyone who's listening, everyone who's not listening. That's when you know you really dealt with something. When you get to the stage, not only doesn't it affect you anymore and trigger you, but when you can send just that unconditional love and forgiveness to that person, because you understand that you wrote them into your contract. They wouldn't be there if you did not write them into your contract. I know sometimes it's almost impossible to realize that you wrote an abusive person with, you know, contrasting negative characteristics to take advantage of you, steal from you, lie, you know, gossip about you, all different things. But this is truth. This is truth when we write our soul contracts. So do you have a particular question, or would you like just a general read?
I was looking in regards to my relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay.
It's our anniversary today, so.
Is it a happy anniversary?
You tell me.
Oh, well, you know what, sweetheart? If you have to say get it, forget it.
No.
That's terrible. No, I'm not enough. If you are questioning it, then there is something that is not in alignment with who you are. It's just not in alignment. That's not to say it can't become in alignment. Amber, don't question your intuitive abilities. You are so telepathic, and you are so psychic, and whatever you want to call that, you're so intuitive that you know when something is not in alignment, not in resonance, and is not making you 100% blissful. Okay. So let me see here. What number anniversary is it?
Six.
Okay, six is a lover's card in tarot. Let's shuffling the cards here. They're showing me the lover's card. The lover's card is about, you know, kissy face and, you know, sort of being intimate with somebody. But the lover's card is also about making a choice. Some people don't realize this about the lover's card. It's about making a choice. While six is the number of balance and harmony and getting on an even keel again, I think this is an important anniversary for you, because it's like everything else. The eclipses are making us take a really strong, hard look at things. And if it's not in direct alignment with our hearts, then it is a compromise. Now, do you feel like you're being compromised in this relationship?
I feel like leading up to now, yes, but I have been starting to feel like shifts, like you said, with the whole intuition thing. I feel like this is our year to actually make it work.
Okay, all right. Again, don't force anything. Yeah, I do feel very strongly that there has been some aspects up until now that's a compromise. But just like we are all shifting and also cleaning out closets as far as looking at things that haven't been resolved yet, your partner, your boyfriend, is also doing this. So let's pull the cards and see what comes out for you here. Okay, the Seven of Cups. Seven of Cups is that you don't have all the puzzle pieces yet that they're saying. And the more May unfolds, the more the summer unfolds, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel brighter. You're going to feel more like you have not compromised. Okay, there's been a lot of shifts that you have to go through in the last 2 months, and they were affecting all of your relationships. Next card that comes out. Yes, there's definitely a new beginning around relationship, and have you felt like your boyfriend is shifting as well?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah, they like this. They like this relationship. And they said, you know, hang in there, because you both have gone through massive, massive shifts in the last couple of months. And there you are. There you are. You're the Queen of Wands. You're coming home to yourself. And they're just saying, be really truthful with yourself and hang in there, as the next couple of months are going to be very revealing to you, and they feel like, you know, there's going to be, they're using the word, you two are going to be coming home to one another. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, thank you so much, sweetheart.
Okay, take care. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, Mary Lou Hu. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Mary Lou. How
yes.
are you?
I'm great.
Good. Where are you calling from?
New Orleans, Louisiana.
New Orleans. And what's life like for Mary Lou these past couple of months?
Change, I guess. Okay. But I was wondering if the angels have anything that they want me to know.
Okay. In regard to anything in particular or any area?
Either love or finance.
I just shuffled the cards and they all fell on the floor, which is very telling. That's never happened in the 2.5 years I've been doing this. Okay. that speaks volumes. Okay. Are you being true to yourself with your in the area of love and also in the area of love? Let's take in the area of love, first of all.
I certainly hope so.
Okay. All right. Do you, like our previous caller, do you feel like you've compromised yourself in any way? Do you feel like you've settled?
No. Not at all.
Okay. And in the area of finances, are you doing work that you absolutely adore?
Absolutely.
That one wanted to come out. That's interesting. Let me just put that one aside. Okay. They want you to know that in the area, in particular in the area of finances, that there is going to be a new beginning for you. Or have you started something? Have you started a new job? Or have you started a new... has an opportunity come to you that you're thinking about stepping forward with?
I'm putting out proposals that haven't been funded yet.
Okay. They want you to know that there will be a new beginning coming for you, and that they're saying that you're going to have more information coming in May.
Hello?
No, my computer tells the time.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I said another voice on the line. Okay, there's going to be a new beginning coming for you from those proposals going out. If they want you to, they are almost saying to forget about it, in that they want you to live as if you are already experiencing yourself in that new position. So what they want you to do is they want you to say, thank you for my amazing new job position. Don't be specific. But say, thank you for my new job position. I work with like-minded people. I get remunerated financially for my gifts and my talents. I love being creative. You know, I love the location it's in. And the more that you are in the present moment and filled with this overwhelming abundance as you're visualizing yourself working in this wonderful environment with wonderful nurturing and nourishing creative people, that you will be drawing a new kind of family to yourself. And the more that you can take that out of the realm of being in the future, bring it to your present moment, which is the only moment the universe recognizes our energies, then the universe will be able to match that. And then the next card that comes in is the Eight of Pentacles. Lots of money cards. In this reading for you, the eight is the number of abundance, of prosperity and wealth, but also it's the being noted for being remarkable. And we each are remarkable, but sometimes we don't embrace our individual and special and unique talents. And then this is saying that the more that you do this, the more as if you act, if you already have the job, and you're already living it, then you will be drawing that notice from the universe as well. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
It is. Thank you.
Okay.
Very much.
Take care, Mary Lou. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller, 360. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi. My name's Lori.
Oh. Hi. Did you say Lori?
Yes.
Hi, Lori. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Washington State. And how has the month of April been for Lori?
Pretty stressful.
Not as bad as
December, but, you know, I'm having trouble with the realty company. And, the place I had to rent. And I this one neighbor lady, you know, talks behind my back, and the realty woman is really abusive. And then I had a really bad dream, and I'm just feeling really unlucky, and I feel,
okay.
You know, like, yeah.
Lori, we are, each of us, we are children of God, and we are so abundant, and we are so fortunate. We are so powerful, sweetie, that we can, if something is not for our best interest, we will co-create with God, and I'm getting shocks all up and down my legs, which means this is truth for me, telling it to you.
Mm-hmm.
We will create something to get us the heck out of there. We will create contrast. Are you renting?
Yes, I'm on Section 8, so it makes it more complicated.
Okay, but what makes it complicated is your energies inside of you that appear to the universe to be lack. And if you would change your energy to saying, I am abundant, I am worthy and deserving of having an amazing place to live, this place where you live is not the last place that you can get somewhere to live. And you certainly deserve to be honored and respected in where you are. if it's not in direct alignment with your best interest, then look how powerful you are. You created a neighbor that is dishonorable, and also a realty woman who is also in contrast to you. I would go so far as to say that just like the previous caller, Mary Lou, I would say that it's time for you to visualize yourself and to say to God, I'm worthy and I'm deserving of a wonderful place to live. You know, where my neighbors are sweet and they're kind, I'm worthy of that. So I'm going to be kind to myself, and I surrender this to you, to God and the angels, and I say thank you. Thank you for showing me the sign on how I can step forward. Thank you for my beautiful new place where I love it. I love it every time I step into the apartment building or the place that I'm renting. I just get such a good feeling in my heart. And just like I did when I allowed myself to get excited about those tickets, even though things were so financially strapped for us when we moved to, when we were shown the signs to move to Santa Barbara, I won the tickets. And just like that happened to me, it's going to happen to you, but it can only happen to you when you turn your energies around.
Okay.
So really, Lori, I would like you to say thank you. Thank you for my beautiful new place, my beautiful new home. Close your eyes and feel in your heart. Visualize it and know that it's already yours. Change your energy to abundance rather than lack. If it was the last place on earth, I'd say don't move. But it's not the last place on earth. And you know the reason why it's not the last place on earth? Because God has countenance over that. And he is the alchemist. He's the magic maker. And as long as you bring your energies up to receive his abundance in his way, magic happens. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out for lovely Lori. Don't you despair. You are so powerful. You have no idea, Lori, how powerful you are. And it all has to do with your thoughts. This was your program you needed to tune in today. Because once we change our thoughts, we change our reality.
Okay.
First card that comes up for Lori. Woo-hoo! This is the celebration card. This is the Three of Cups. It celebrates things like births and marriages and graduations and weddings and things that just, you know, like a marriage proposal or a wedding or a graduation. And the Posse of Angels are saying, you are going to be graduating if you start to do what Candy says.
Okay.
Change your thoughts, change your reality. There's already a change. I'm looking at your energetic makeup. There's already a lifting in your energies, Lori, of you've gone from lack to hope. And sometimes hope is all we need just to hang in there a little bit longer.
Yeah.
This is amazing that the Three of Cups came up, that the celebration, they're celebrating you as well. And they want you to be powerful, and they want you to really be proactive in seeing that. Okay, I love the cards. The next card that comes up is the Eight of Cups, and the Eight of Cups is saying, walk away from that which does not honor you.
Mm-hmm.
Walk away. They're saying, do not ever stay in a place that is dishonoring for you, because the reason it's dishonoring is because you've co-created with the neighbor, with the realty woman, create a contrasting negative situation to get you out of there so that you can step into someplace better.
Okay, next card
for you. Next card is the Four of Cups. A lot of people read this as a resignation card. I always read it as a gift from God. Because she has three cups where she's just, you know, considering and looking at these cups, but there's one above her head which she doesn't see. You, once you start doing this and thanking God for your new place and getting excited about moving on and following the signs God shows you, that new place is gonna reveal itself to you. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Yes, very helpful. Thanks.
All right.
Okay,
lots of love, and you look after yourself. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And really, listeners, that goes for all of us. We need, no matter how things are desperate, we need to see ourselves living those desires and those wishes and those heartfelt longings that we wish in our hearts. If you keep propelling yourself to having it in the future, it will always remain there in the future. And it will not be a part of your present moment, which is the only moment that we have available to live. Let's go to our next caller, 570. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, Candy. This is DC.
Oh, hi, DC. How are you?
Good. The angels, they told me to tune in today, so I listened, and here I am.
Oh, and how has your April been for you?
It's been wonderful. It has been so wonderful. I feel like I'm on such a journey, and I'm just enjoying it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Do you have any questions for the posse?
No, just maybe like a general reading. They, like I said, they did tell me to tune in, so I think they may have a message.
Okay, let's see what they have to say for lovely DC. Okay. Okay, while I'm shuffling the cards, they're saying, have you been using your Reiki?
Yes.
Okay, that's good. All right, there's a big smile there. Big smiles there. They're saying that you'll be teaching Reiki?
Yes, they have told me that, yes.
Okay, you'll be teaching it. And they're saying that, once you complete the level, then the students will just, you know, they'll just appear, like, out of nowhere.
Cool.
And so they're getting very excited about you completing and then stepping forward and being such a joyful teacher. They have big smiles on their face. Okay, the first card for you is, of course, the Three of Pentacles. Three of Pentacles, and now that we're talking about you stepping forth to be that master Reiki teacher, is the card of being remunerated and valued for your gifts and talents. And it's very interesting that card should come up. And they're saying that this will open up a lot of doors. And the readings that you're giving now were kind of like just the foundation, the preface for you to open up the channel. But it was always meant to be a step on the path for your master teacher degree and also then to go forth and to teach others.
Okay.
Next card, more money, more abundance. The Page of Pentacles, this is messages around money. They're saying that there's another avenue that is opening up for you in addition to the teaching of Reiki. Have you sought out some connections or opportunities to get you out there even more?
Presently, I haven't, no. Mm-mm.
Okay, all right. They're really pointing to your ability as a medium. Oh, my gosh, this is coming in really strong, DC.
Okay.
They're showing me you at a restaurant or a venue or something like that, which you reserve, and then you sell tickets to, like an evening with Doreen Catherine, and you're up there, and you then bring forth people from the other side and give people messages. Oh my gosh, I just got shocked. Left, right,
I just
center.
Got the chills.
That's what they want to tell you. They said this is coming, and they're very excited about it. They're very, very excited about it. They're saying it's another opportunity, and you will do very, very well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So just all you got to do is just be open to it. You know, ask them for, of course, God's timing, not your timing, but. Obviously, it's coming closer because they want you to know that your mediumistic abilities are just off the chart. You're just extraordinary with bringing people together and the messages for them. And if you could see this reading, my dear, the last card is the Ace of Pentacles.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness! You got the Three of Pentacles, the Page of Pentacles, and the Ace of Pentacles. So good for you, my dear. This is going to open up such areas for you to get you out there because you are such a rare, wonderful, unique metaphysical teacher, and you're going to touch so many people's lives.
Wow. Thank you so much, Candy.
You're welcome. I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart.
Oh, my goodness. It's been phenomenal, as always. I mean, you're just phenomenal.
I love you so much.
I love you. Thank you so much. Andy.
Okay, take care. Bye. Wonderful, DC. She is really, truly a marvel. Her mediumistic abilities and her channeling has just recently started. Just in the past year, she's made leaps and bounds, and the posse of angels are saying she will be rewarded by being true to herself, by bringing in more opportunities for her to be that metaphysical teacher. Okay, let's go to our next caller, 901. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, this is Lanice. How are you?
Hi, Lanice. I'm well. How are you?
I'm good.
And what has April been like for you, Lanice?
It's been indescribable.
Go girl.
And lately it's been low energy. And just not doing anything and not wanting to do anything. I drag myself to work.
Yeah. You know, we are in the time of no hyphen thingness. Nothingness. No thingness. There's no movement. It seems dreadfully eerie. The silence is almost deafening. It's like we're caught between, I'm just getting shocked, caught between two worlds at the moment. You know, those new, that new hasn't manifested yet we've left so, the old so far behind. And what I've been getting personally, myself this week, actually it was really the last week, is act as if you're on vacation. Allow yourself. You know, if nothing is shaken, you know, then take a book and get a blanket and lie in the grass in the backyard. I'm not talking about spending any money going on vacation. If you can do that, that's fine. But, you know, if you're a little bit more strapped, then sit out in the sun. Go and take yourself on a vacation and walk in nature. You know, go down to a body of water and connect with Mother Nature. All of those things. It's going to change very rapidly, and when it does, we won't know what hit us, actually. So what's your question? So, Lanice, do you have a question?
What do you see in the cards for me?
Okay, in any area or in any specific area?
Relationship.
Okay. While I'm shuffling it, the posse of angels, they're rather predictable for me, but they're saying, is there any area in this relationship that you feel compromised?
Feeling compromised in the relationship that I am in now.
Yeah. Is it blissful? Do you feel like you're made to settle in any area of it?
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe a little settling. It's just confusing right now.
Okay.
It's kind of up and down.
Okay. Well, you know, if this is happening, it could. What I'm picking up is that you are shifting in leaps and bounds, my dear. You are going off the chart as far as being an energetic alchemist. And sometimes, unless our partner is our boyfriend, our relationship, other, is not shifting along with us, then there's a disconnect there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not to say that he can't catch up, but what it's doing, it's bringing to light those areas which you feel like you're being compromised in. And either two things can happen. One is that you voice, communicate very openly and honestly, authentically, how your needs aren't being met in the relationship. And then once that's out in the open, if the other person doesn't want to honor and respect your wishes, then you have a choice. You either stay and feel compromised, or then you leave, and knowing that there's only what you desire. And then you hold that, and if that is strong within you, then eventually you will draw that to yourself.
Okay,
let me go to the cards and have a look.
Okay.
So, okay. You know, I said there's only what you desire, and the first card that came out is the wish card.
Okay.
You haven't told the universe 100%, my dear, with 100% conviction, what do you want in your heart? You want a relationship in which you are treated like you are treated as if you are the priority. You are treated as if there is nothing more important than the relationship. You want a relationship that someone's going to treat you, not like, not with, you know, kids love, but somebody's going to treat you like a princess. Somebody is going to treat you like you're the only person in the world that you know, their in-breath is your out-breath. You deserve this. They're saying you deserve this. They're saying after you get off the phone with me, you start to write down what it is that you want in your heart. And you send this across the waters out to Archangel Tremuel. He's the angel of love. And say, I've compromised up until now, but I will not compromise ever again. The next card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Swords. Queen of Swords is the no mucking around queen. She's the one of authority. She knows what she wants. She goes after it, and there's nothing wrong with that. But they're also saying that be soft enough. Be soft enough to be open to receive and to know there's only what you truly desire. The next card that comes out is once you do this, then you can have the best emotional relationship that you ever had in your life. This is the Ace of Cups, because you'll have the best remote emotional relationship with yourself. And that self-love will be so evident that it'll course through your veins, and you become a beacon of energy to draw that same beautiful emotional resonance to yourself. So, Lanice, I hope that's been helpful for you. Don't compromise who you are. You are such an extraordinary being, and when it comes to love, there is no reason that we have to settle for anything less. Make it known how your needs aren't being met in the relationship, and then the ball is in his court. Either he will come to the party, he won't come to the party, but know that that there is only what you desire, and you don't have to settle for anything less.
Okay.
So I hope that's been helpful.
I know that's from the angels. Yes, very helpful.
Okay, Lanice, I'm sending you lots of love. Look after yourself. Take care.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our last caller with just about 2 minutes left. 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. What's your question? Oh, first of all, who am I speaking with?
My name is Vanessa. I really don't have a question. I just wonder if there's any general information the angels want me to know.
Okay, lovely, Vanessa. They like your energy. They're saying they like your energy. They like your enthusiasm. They like your optimism and your positive nature. How about that?
That's wonderful. I try to do my very best.
they're saying, okay, well, this is, I've never heard them say this before. They're saying, take your hand and hold it high in the air. You got it
okay.
High in the air? Okay.
Yes.
Then they're saying, bring it down and put your palm on your back and pat yourself on the back.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, now they're saying they want you, when you get off the phone with me, they want you to start writing down your achievements, your accomplishments, and reward yourself for the amazing job that you have done as a human being and all of the things that you have endured, you have overcome in the last, especially they're showing me 2 or 3 years. They're saying you don't give yourself enough credit.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's true.
they're loving this. They're saying, don't you? They'll know if you get off the phone and then, you know, go do something else. They'll say, after Candy picks the cards, there to go and write down your accomplishments and your achievements and reward yourself. Now, reward yourself doesn't necessarily have to be spending any money. It could be taking yourself for a walk to the park. It could be, you know, sitting down with a book in the backyard, getting a little sun, or treating yourself to an ice cream. Who knows? Whatever a treat is, but they want you to do it with the mindset that you are worthy and deserving and you've done such a good job. Your cards today are the triumph cards. Da-da-da-da! 6 of Wands is you've triumphed and you are going to continue to see the opportunities and connections that are going to come to you because of the good job that you've done. And they're really applauding you today. The 6 of Swords, you've got 2 sixes. The sixes are about balance, harmony, and joy. You are going to much smoother waters in your life, and heck, I want your life because the next, but the next card is the celebration card, is the 4 of Wands. And they want you to celebrate. Wonderful, Vanessa, for all that you've done. And that energy is going to manifest amazing things to yourself. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart. I gotta go.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Thank you, Candy.
God bless you. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. All my lovely callers, thank you, listeners, for supporting Angel Healing House Radio. And if you're listening to this live, or if you're listening to it on the archived, all the archived shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive these uplifting and enlightening newsletters from Angel Healing House that are filled with channeled messages from myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website at www.angelhealinghouse.com. Or if you'd like to book your own session, you can call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Until next time, please, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion a beautiful life for yourself. Take care, love, and angel blessings, and I do look so forward to speaking with you again next week. All the best. Bye.